LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Wonderful way. So today I've entitled a message to you, The Double Portion. The Double Portion. Amen. So, if we go in our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to pick up the portion of scripture as it pertains to Elijah and his understudy Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 2, and let's start at verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord lives, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. The sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord lives, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord lives, and as my soul lives, I will not leave thee. And they too went on." Let me pause there. We'll continue in the same chapter. We see here Elijah, who is about to be transported to heaven by God, and Elisha knows that his master or his teacher, his mentor, is about to be taken. And they start in a place called Gilgal. Now, we must understand something about Elisha and Elijah. Now, in each of these places, there were what you call schools of the prophets. There were schools that Elijah had started. And so, like Elisha, there were prophets in these schools. Now, what was unique to Elisha and Elijah's relationship is that, first of all, Elisha never attended one of these schools. He was taken from plowing, and he sat at Elijah's feet for 14 years. He served him. You know, he served him in every way. So there was something very unique and special about this relationship. So as Elijah left Gilgal, now Gilgal is the place where the reproach of Israel was rolled away. That's significant. There, all the male children were circumcised. In other words, they were brought into covenant. Gilgal represents covenant. It represents, I'll say, in our day and time, it represents when a person gets saved. Now, there were prophets that were there. at Gilgal. And Elijah told Elisha, stay here while I go on to Bethel. And he said, as the Lord lives and you live, I'll not stay here. You see, we're talking today about a double portion. How many would say they would desire the double portion? Come on, do you really desire the double portion? Well, I want to see how many amens I get after this message. Well, I don't know as I desired now. There was something very unique about Elisha in that he refused to stay in the place of Gilgal. You see, a lot of folk get saved, that's it. I'm going to heaven, that's all. Got my house in heaven. Gonna walk them streets of gold. And there were prophets that were there, but Elisha refused to stay there. You see, his mentor was to a great degree testing him. But see, the test coming to Elisha, he was able to stand the test because he had relationship. See, there was a whole bunch of prophets that were there in Gilgal. They knew afar off, but Elisha had relationship. Stay here. He said, no, long as you live, where you headed, I'm headed.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say relationship. So he goes from Gilgal, he heads to Bethel. Bethel is the house of God. So there were prophets there in Bethel, and they said, you know, your master's going to be taken from you today, right? He said, I know that. Just hold your peace. So there were those in Gilgal. There were those in Bethel. Bethel, the house of God. How many know today? We know it's not enough just to come to the house. He said, just come to church while I head to Jericho. He said, nah, church ain't enough. I got to have relationship. No. Where you go, I'm going. As a matter of fact, if we really understand, most of our work is outside these walls. Amen. Say amen, lights. I said, most of your work should be outside these walls. Amen. Now, there are those that work in the church, and we labor, but most of our work is outside. We only here a couple of days a week. But you're out there in the world all the rest of the time. He said, stay here in Bethel. He said, no, I'll go by Bethel. I'll be faithful to Bethel, but I ain't staying there. Where you go, I'm going. Come on, somebody say relationship. Went from Bethel to Jericho. Jericho was known to be the first conquest. He got to Jericho and he said, the prophets that were at Jericho, you see, Jericho represents again the first conquest. A lot of people like to just linger around their success. Oh, it got quiet in the house. Where the church mice at? I said, so some like to only stay around their success. Oftentimes, God will have you leave a success. Help me, Holy Ghost. He'll have you sometimes give away something that's real dear to you. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet. See, y'all already left at Jericho. I heard you say you wanted the double portion. Well, it didn't come at Jericho. Jericho, he told him to stay there. He said, no, I ain't staying at Jericho. Yeah, we got a lot of successes. We got a lot of good things going on. We blessed. But listen, my life, amen, does not consist in the abundance of things I possess. My life is not staying at Jericho. Where you go, I'm going. I don't know where you're going, but wherever you're going, I'm going. Because we related. I know I got to get something from you. You leaving here, but you got to leave me with something. Come on, somebody. See, we can't just linger around our success. Nor can you just linger around a failure. I like to say God will have you fail forward. You thought it was all over and God just pushed you into another. Man, I thought it was over. No, that's grace. Amen. So he refused to stay at Jericho. Then they got to Jordan. And there Elijah took his mantle. let me go back to verse number 7, okay, and read. Now, 50 is significant. In verse number 7 of 2 Kings chapter 2, we read, "And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan." Now, Elisha and Elijah are standing before the Jordan, and there are 50 prophets looking from afar off. Somebody say 50. 50 is significant. I'll bring that back to you. Now, they've come to Jordan, and let's read on. "And Elijah," in verse 8, "took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, 'Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee.' And Elisha said, 'I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.' And he said, 'Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.'" All right, now keep that in mind. He said, if you see me, you got it. If you don't see me, you ain't got it. Let's say that again so that you know. If you see me, you'll get it. If you miss me, you ain't gonna get it. "And it came to pass," in verse 11, "as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof.' And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces." Okay, so they had to cross the Jordan. Elijah had an anointing in his mantle to part the Jordan. Now, the Jordan River is symbolic of a number of things. Number one, you remember when Naaman said, you know, Elisha told him, go dunk in the Jordan. He said, man, listen, the Jordan is dirty. He said, there are rivers in Syria that are clean. Let me go there. But his servants talked him into doing it. And it is. It's dirty. But Elisha hit it with the mantle and parted it, and they walked across on dry ground. The Jordan is a symbol of death. Songs that, when you cross the Jordan, the promised land is the other side of the Jordan, talk of going to heaven, crossing the Jordan, and, they didn't ferry across. His mantle parted it, and they went across. But in order for them to cross, he had to die to himself.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5555.